I just always amazed at that psalm.
Tiempo asombrado en este salmo.
And how lovely the heart of David was.
Y cómo el corazón de David era.
In Acts chapter 13.
En Hechos 13.
Paul, speaking by revelation,
Pablo hablando por revelación,
says of David,
dice de David,
he said, God said he's a man after mine own heart.
Dice Dios, dice Dios, él es un hombre,
for he will always fulfill all my will.
Porque todo el tiempo cumple
there you go.
Mi voluntad.
That's quite a statement, isn't it?
Es una declaración
yeah.
Tremenda, ¿no es así?
Would you bow with me, please? Heavenly Father. Let us be that same heart with that same desire to fulfill all your will, Father, that your word truly have its preeminent place. And if it's there, it's not just sitting idle. It's always doing. It's convicting.
Dando convicción.
It's changing the direction. It's steering us.
Cambiando dirección, guiándonos.
It's moving us.
Moviéndonos.
It's adding word upon word to us.
Palabra sobre palabra.
And the transforming power that it is.
Poder de transformación que es.
Always working in us.
Todo el tiempo trabajando en nosotros.
Yeah. Not leave us stagnant or
no, dejándonos
in a religious form,
tan solo
but constantly moving
formando, constantemente, moviéndose
out of this kingdom into yours.
De este reino hacia tu reino.
As the world is drained out of us more and more,
la palabra ha sacado más de nosotros, okay. Más y más.
You fill us up with you.
Y tú nos llenas contigo.
But Lord, I know the prophet said everything around that seed that you put in the ground, everything around that life has to rot and die. And so with us, well, you have your seed of life in us, but we're born into this world with a worldly spirit that surrounds that life. And so all of that must die too. My reasoning, my affections, my conscience, my imagination, all of that. But Lord, you designed this before the world began. And all for the purpose of that we might know you.
Todo con el propósito de que te conozcamos.
What a wonderful Savior you are.
Qué maravilloso Salvador tú eres.
What a wonderful Redeemer.
Qué maravilloso Redentor.
So that rotting of everything around that leaf, that's just part of your redemption process, Lord.
Todo es parte de ti, de tu redención, ese
pedimiento. And we know that you say you will share your glory with no man.
Tú dices que no compartirías tu gloria con
ninguno. So none of us can be proud in our own doing.
Ninguno de nosotros podemos estar orgullosos en nuestro propio hacer.
But if, as Paul says, if we boast, all of our boasting is of you, the Lord Jesus Christ. So let us go out of here today boasting about you. Thank you, Lord. Meet with us now as we come under the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus. Knowing you will meet with us here and speak to us, change us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks. You may be seated. God bless you all. Nice to see everybody. Russ, you made it. And Daniel, Virginia made it. Sister Ann, you made it. God bless you. Everybody good? Well, I went into the study last night. And, you know, every day I'm waiting on the Lord and in the Word and some things He gives me. Some things He gives me. You know how it is, right? And then there's still something that months and months and months ago.
Algo de meses y meses atrás.
I know he'll give it to me, but I don't know when to give.
Que me la dio a mí.
You know how those things are, right?
Sabe cómo son esas cosas.
So I sat down, totally expecting to go have him open up in the lines that he talked to me about all week.
Abriendo en las líneas de que él me habló toda la semana.
And was in total shock.
Y estaba muy sorprendido.
And I didn't know what he was doing.
Y no sabía.
And even as he was doing it, I still didn't understand what he was doing. Until I got further into it. And I said, Lord, why is this? Why these scriptures?
Dije, ¿por qué esto? ¿Por qué estas escrituras?
Now I understand why.
Ahora entiendo el por qué.
But you have to just follow him by faith in the moment, you know?
So,
kingdom, you know, more and more and more, all the time. You know, that Enoch walk that he's called us to. Is that this kingdom or his kingdom?
His.
Yeah. Okay, and no wonder he keeps telling me. As we get closer to that body change.
Nos acercamos a ese cambio de cuerpo.
We're going to be closer to that Enoch walk. We have to be.
Más cerca de esa caminata de Enoch. Tenemos que.
And we know very well.
Y sabemos muy bien.
Not much is written about
Enoch. Mucho está escrito de Enoch.
But we know what the prophet said. He said he took an afternoon walk.
Que era una caminata en el atardecer.
And the Lord said, you're closer here.
Y el Señor le dijo,
come on over.
Para acá.
I got to ask you a question, are you?
Hacer una pregunta. ¿Está usted en esa caminata cerca?
Huh? Is he going to call you out of the football game?
A llamar usted fuera de un juego de fútbol?
Call you out of a concert?
Concierto,
all of us. We're all, you know.
¿Sabe?
Where is he going to call you from?
¿De dónde lo va a llamar a usted?
Well,
yeah.
Out of the news? Out of a podcast?
De fuera del podcast, fuera de las noticias.
When will the time come when he will say to you, you're closer here?
Cuando él le diga a usted, tú estás más cerca de acá.
Was that a type of the bride or wasn't it? Was that it just
an
idle thing or did it have a meaning? Did it have a purpose?
¿Tenía un propósito? ¿Tenía un significado o no?
So, even last Sunday,
el domingo pasado,
speaking on the mediated word,
hablando de la palabra mediador,
and then last Wednesday night,
el miércoles en la noche,
going over Luke chapter 6.
Pasando Lucas 6,
we're in it, but not of it.
Que estamos dentro, pero no todo.
Well, we've been of it quite a bit.
Bueno, hemos estado en ello mucho tiempo.
But as time goes on, the of pero it no. has to change to out of it.
El tiempo está pasando, tiene que cambiar.
So that's his work.
So es su obra.
And some of those verses get pretty hard.
Se ponen muy duros.
But the bride takes them.
Pero la novia lo toma.
Now nobody else can, nobody
Ahora,
else does.
Nadie más puede, nadie más
and
lo
I guess today,
me imagino hoy,
what he put on my heart
lo que él puso en mi corazón,
is simply this statement, what the blood word builds.
Que la palabra de
now,
sangre edifica.
If you have on your electronic devices, if you
usted
can get there. I got my notes.
Usted ha recibido mis notas.
But this kingdom
pero este reino
is not friendly to the Word of God.
No es amistoso a la palabra de Dios.
Was it ever? Will it ever?
O lo será?
Okay. Even
aún.
is Israel part of His Word?
Es Israel parte de su
okay,
palabra?
Come on, you guys.
Ahora piensen.
The prophecies of Zechariah, the whole world will turn against Israel, is it? Well, what does that tell you?
Pero que eso le dice a usted.
Do they love the Word of God or do they hate it?
Que aman la palabra de Dios o la odian.
Is this the days of Romans chapter 1? They choose not to keep God in their consciousness? They don't even want to think about Him.
Dios en su conciencia.
Do they?
Lo hacen.
Let's think about sports.
Vamos a pensar acerca
Let's
de deportes.
Think about news. Let's think
noticias,
about politics.
De política.
Let's think about our portfolio.
Vamos a pensar en nuestro
Let's portafolio. Think about making billions.
Vamos a hablar de hacer
Let's think about everything but God. Right?
Correcto.
Okay.
Está bien.
So, entonces, here,
aquí,
is what I'm going to approach today is the Word of God brings forth children of God, period, okay? Now, Brother Branham says that. In the message rapture, okay? How could a man or a woman, child of God that's born of the Spirit of God, deny the Word of God? When God himself interpreted it and said, this is it, I promised it, here it is, showing just as plain as can be, why they're bound to see it.
Yeah.
How could Christ deny his own Word? If Christ is in you, then he can't deny his own word. Okay? Now he says, now Jesus wants fruit of himself. And his wife must, listen to this, his wife must bring forth the kind of children that he is. Okay, so what is his wife, his bride? That's us. Okay, what are we bringing forth? Are we bringing forth church members? Okay, or are we going to bring forth him? Then if they don't bring forth children, bride children, word children, then it's a denominational child. Then her first love up for the world and the denomination, they go back to that.
Okay.
And they can't bring forth a real, genuine, born-again Christian. Because there's nothing in there to bring it forth. Okay. All right. Now he says, if you got eternal life, you were a part of God before there ever was a world. You were a part, a son of God, an attribute of God, Melchizedek. Okay, this is after Melchizedek. He knew the very age you were coming. He predestinated you to that age to take the place and no one else can take it. You've got to be there because he knew you'd be there. There you go. Now, come on. Don't you walk out of here depressed.
No se vaya de aquí depresionado.
You go back to those truths.
So,
listen. Those truths are the truths. And everything else that he shows us is in a process. And you look at yourself and you say, I'm falling short in the process. Okay? Well, the processor is here processing. But he declared from the beginning, before the foundation of the world, it takes precedence over what takes place in the temporal part of this realm. You with me? This will pass away. Okay? But if you were there, that's it, period. Okay. Now, he says you've got to be there because he knew you'd be there. Now you're made manifest. Now you can fellowship with him. And that's what he wants. He's longing for fellowship to be worshipped. Okay, if your life did not always was, I love that. Isn't that beautiful English? If you did not, your life did not always was. I was up visiting some friends that came from Germany when I was in high school. And this German lady was always trying to learn English. And she could not ever get, how are you? So she would always say, how did you was?
I've
carried that How did you was?
¿Cómo es que tú estabas?
Yeah.
Sí.
So that's your brother Brad in perfect English, isn't it?
Este es el hermano Brad con su inglés perfecto, ¿no es así?
If your life did not always was,
si tu vida no te, todo el tiempo
as
era,
an attribute of God, you're just
un atributo de Dios,
a mimic of Christianity.
Tú tan solo eres una okay. Mímica de cristiandad.
So that's that.
Eso es eso.
And then he says, listen, there will be entonces, billions and billions of them.
Allá habrá billones y billones
mimics.
De ellos.
Okay?
Mímicos.
So, entonces, he brings his truth
esta verdad,
into this world,
hacia este mundo,
and he came into this world,
vino, vinieron hacia este
and this
mundo,
world loved him and adored him, and,
este
okay,
mundo,
and has, didn't even receive him, correct?
Lo amaron, y ellos ni siquiera lo recibieron, ¿está bien?
So here he is,
aquí está,
and he's bringing the rapture message,
está trayendo el mensaje de
and in the rapture message,
mensaje
he starts
rato,
out with Psalm 27. What a perfect scripture. There's not one human being in the world that would ever choose that as a topic to speak on the message of the rapture. But God did. And it's perfect. The capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D is my light and my salvation. Period. Okay? He is my God that comes to manifest
Dios
himself
que viene a manifestarse el mismo,
and saves me,
y me salva,
my salvation,
mi salvación,
my redemption,
mi redención,
brings me out of here.
Me
hallelujah.
Fuera de aquí. Hallelujah!
Okay, and it's going to be in a friendly time. It's going to be in a friendly time.
Va a ser un tiempo frágil.
What's going to surround you?
¿Qué lo va a rodear?
Your enemies.
Sus enemigos.
What are the enemies going to say?
¿Qué van a decir los enemigos?
We're going to surround them. We're going to take him.
Lo vamos a tomar.
And what does God say?
¿Y qué Dios dice?
No, you aren't.
No, tú no lo
okay?
Vas a hacer. No puedes.
So here we go, back and forth, trying to solidify in all of us this kingdom and his kingdom and his word in this kingdom, but his word in this kingdom is always rejected. His word in his seed brings forth him. Okay, with me. Okay, what God, what the blood word builds. So again, going back to last time, 2 weeks ago, we saw that the blood word was not just a word learned.
It's, okay,
you don't turn on the TV, listen to a televangelist, okay, it goes beyond anything. It goes beyond the fivefold ministry to what the fivefold ministry points to. Does that make sense? It has to. It connects you to God.
Lo conecta usted a Dios.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So I have to connect you to him.
Tengo que conectarlo a usted.
So you listen to him.
Para que usted lo escuche a él.
It's not a word of man learned.
No es una palabra de hombre aprendida.
But in John 6:63, it's a word quickened by the Spirit of God.
Es una palabra vivificada por el Espíritu.
There's a difference there, isn't there?
Hay una diferencia ahí, ¿no? No es así.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So the word has to come to you.
La palabra tiene que
and it has to become alive by the Spirit of God.
Vivificada por el Espíritu de Dios.
So, doesn't do any good to just come to church and take it and go home and play it. Okay? Let's get into the world.
Vamos a entrar hacia
Let's
la
get out of the world.
Vamos a
Let's get out of the world. If there's any love of the world in us, the love of God is not in us.
Entonces el amor de Dios no está en usted.
Okay, so it is a quickened word.
Es una palabra bíblica.
It is a word taught by God.
Es una palabra enseñada por Dios.
John 6:44.
Juan 6:44.
All of God's children will be taught by God.
Todos los hijos de Dios
all
serán enseñados de Dios.
You all will be taught by him.
Todos ustedes van a ser enseñados por
it is a word that's mediated.
Es una palabra cual es mediada.
Okay. Hebrews 12,
Hebreos 12,
Hebrews 8,
8,
Hebrews 10,
y Hebreos 10.
It's a mediated word.
Es una palabra
what is he mediating? His blood covenant.
Que está, que es, con que le está mediando
what's he doing? Writing his word on your heart. Who actually, when he's writing his word, he's inscribing himself in my very heart and in my mind. He's doing it. Okay? When God himself comes to you and writes himself in you, what a difference than going to seminary. Oh, I learned this one. Oh, I'm taught that one. And it comes in the human spirit of the reason and the mind and the intellect. What a difference when God comes to you himself and there's an interaction between you and eternity.
Huh?
Tell me there's not a huge, it's life and death. Yeah. So he inscribes himself in the hearts and the minds of those he has sent to. And his father sends him. And he says, go to Ron. Write my word right there, right in him. I'm doing the work. When he does it, nothing can take it out of you. So these people that are leaving the message, they were never inscribed by God. They couldn't have been. They might have learned something. They might have had some head knowledge. But God didn't do that. If God would have done it, they couldn't leave it. It's part of it. Okay. So, a word learned from man can be debated. A word learned from man can be argued. Right? In the human spirit.
And
it'd still be the word. But because that word is manhandled, man interpreted, man gives their own thoughts to it. It's a dead word. It's a powerless word. Okay, let's go back to those vibrations that we always talk about. They carry the life of God. They carry the power of God. The very creative power of God that spoke universes and suns. Now you have access to it. That's God in you. It's an individual walk. It's God in you. It's not God in a church. It's God in you. It's an individual. Okay, so what about this realm? What did you say about it? Is it friendly to that? All hell's against it. So all hell is against that happening? Is it going to stop God happening? Never. Okay. So the word of man is of the earth. Listen, the word of man loves this realm, the earthly realm. True or not true? The word of God is from where? Heaven. And loves heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Okay? And the word by man is of this earth. The earthly realm and builds earthly kingdoms. True or not true? The word of God delivers the children from this realm and bring them into his realm. That's where the true blessings are. Are you with me? Out of this realm into his. Eternal. Love. Life. Peace. Joy. Everything of God. Where all the goodness of God is. Ephesians 1:3. Okay? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all physical, mental,
emotional.
What kind of blessings? What kind of blessings?
¿Qué tipo de bendiciones?
Spiritual blessings.
Bendiciones espirituales. ¿Dónde?
In heavenly places.
En lugares celestiales.
Okay, don't hear that too much, do you? Okay, back to the word, the blood word.
La palabra,
it's a mediated word.
De sangre. Es una palabra de
it's the God taught word.
Es la palabra enseñada
it's
de Dios.
God taught, God mediated.
Es Dios enseñando, Dios mediando.
That is what God ordained to
es
build the kingdom of God
edificar el reino de Dios.
In the rugged hearts of his fearless men and women
resistentes de los hombres sin temor,
who could not be stopped by any evil.
Los cuales no podían ser parados por
this
ningún
realm
por
is for assaults.
Demonio.
For trials, for pain, right? True or not true? Okay, resistance to the word, fighting against. Okay, but the overcomers were, are, overcoming, they are the overcoming word, the mediated word, the God-inscribed word. That always, nothing can take that away.
Nada puede quitar eso.
Okay. Going back, then our minds, Old Testament, New Testament, through many ages,
a través de muchas edades,
the word was,
la palabra
the
era,
word is,
es,
wearing frail,
vistiendo,
human
frágil,
flesh,
carne humana,
looking very unappealing. True?
Poco atractiva, yeah. ¿Verdad?
Unappealing, unattractive,
poco atractiva,
dressed ever so humble,
vestida tan humilde,
walking in dirt,
caminando el polvo,
coated in dust,
cubierta de polvo.
But it was heaven come down to earth.
Pero
there
el
it was.
El cielo bajando a la tierra.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
To bring others up from earth.
Para subir a otros fuera de ella.
From this fallen realm of trials
reino
and
caído de pruebas,
assaults
y asalto,
and resistance and death to God's eternal realm of love. Okay.
Al reino eterno de la vida de Dios.
Let's go to our text, Matthew chapter 10.
Matthew,
would you stand
10.
And turn in your Bibles, please? So, God's word in this realm.
La palabra de Dios en este reino.
The mediated word,
palabra
the word from heaven,
la palabra de
not a man's
no.
word, God's word, okay, God's word coming down in this realm is not welcomed. Okay, verse 34, Matthew 10. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. That's what's going to happen. Is his word uniting? Only in those that can receive it, and they unite with him and each other. They can't help it. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Okay. He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Hey, that's pretty tough, isn't it?
Huh?
Do you like a Jesus like that? No. Who needs a Jesus like that? We do.
Lo hacemos nosotros.
He that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life shall lose it.
El que haya su vida la perderá.
And he that loses his life for my sake shall find
el que
it.
Pierda su vida por causa de mí, la hallará.
Okay, now let's go back a couple chapters.
Vamos a regresar un par de capítulos.
To chapter 7,
capítulo 7,
verse 6 to 8.
Versículo de 6 al 8.
Give not that which is holy unto dogs.
No deis lo santo a los perros.
Neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under your feet, under their feet, and turn again and rend you.
Y no sea que las pisoteen y se vuelvan y os despedacen.
Well, that's pearls. That's God's treasure.
Ese es el tesoro de Dios.
Yeah, ask and it shall be given.
Pedir y sos, os dará.
Seek and you shall find.
Buscad y
knock, it shall be opened unto you.
Llamad y se abrirá.
For everyone that asks,
porque todo que
receives.
Pide, recibe.
And he that seeks, finds.
Que busca, haya.
And him that knocks, it shall be opened.
Llama, se le abrirá.
Thanks, you may be seated.
Gracias, se puede sentar.
Okay.
Está bien.
Now,
ahora,
this passage.
Este pasaje,
towards the end of the Sermon on the Mount.
Al final del sermón de la montaña.
And Jesus says, I'm giving you words of eternity. I'm giving you something straight from heaven.
Okay.
And he said, don't give them unto dogs.
Dice, no les den las perlas a los perros.
Don't cast your pearls before swine.
No pongan, no arrojen sus perlas a los cerdos.
So here is Jesus.
Aquí está Jesús.
And he's calling people
y está llamando gente
that can't receive the word.
Que pueden recibir la palabra.
He's calling them dogs.
Que no pueden recibir
He's
la palabra.
Calling them swine.
Le está llamando perro.
Oh,
le está llamando
shame
cerdo.
On you, Jesus.
Oh, vergüenza en ti, Jesús.
Who wants a Jesus like that?
¿Quién quiere un Jesús así?
The world doesn't.
El mundo no lo quiere.
The bride does.
Pero la novia lo quiere.
Okay, don't do it because they'll trample them under their feet. They'll just walk all over them. And once they've walked over the word, they'll come and tear you apart.
Okay. Lo hacen esto y se voltean y lo despedazan a usted.
And then right then he says, ask and you shall seek. Ask and you be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock. It shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks receives. He that seeks finds. And to him that knocketh shall be opened. Now, why would that follow that? If you were writing a letter, if you were given a speech, would you connect those two passages? It's not human thinking, is it?
No es un pensamiento humano, correcto?
So divine thinking is so contrary to human thinking.
Un pensamiento divino es diferente al
so here Jesus, again,
Jesús, una vez más,
Sermon on the Mount,
el sermón en la montaña,
is taking them on who have ears to hear on a spiritual journey
que tiene
into places they didn't even know existed.
Jornada.
Right?
Correcto.
Now he was warning them
aquí les está advirtiendo
that the word
que el mundo
given them and them given out to those who have not ears to hear or eyes to see, that very word of life, that pearl of great price, don't cast your pearls. They will trample on those pearls, and then they will use that against you. Isn't that interesting? Now,
ahora,
this realm.
Este reino,
come on, this
este,
realm. Is that this realm?
Es este reino?
Why
¿por qué?
Is the bride in an Enoch walk out of it then?
Está,
do you understand la, more and more? Do you understand more and more the necessity, the calling of the Holy Spirit to take us out of this realm, to not be governed by it? Truly, you're in it. You have to be. You have to work in it. You have to live in it. But your soul and your heart is not there because our treasures are not here. Our treasures are someplace else. Lay not, therefore, treasures on earth where rust and moth doth corrupt. Yep. Okay, so here in this realm, a call from the Holy Spirit more every day for every one of us, get out of it. Get into that Enoch walk. Okay? And the things that ground you here, brothers and sisters, what grounds us here? The TV?
La televisión,
the phone,
el teléfono,
the news,
las noticias,
the sports,
los deportes,
the music world,
la classic, música,
it's all traps,
son
every bit
trampas.
Of it, right?
Correcto.
There's a call of the Holy Spirit,
hay un llamado del Espíritu Santo,
that Enoch walk,
esa caminata de Enoch,
somebody,
alguien,
somewhere,
en algún lugar,
is going to be closer to that than here.
Cerca
and
allá,
the
aquí.
Person will say, come on over, you're closer here.
Dirá, vente para acá. Estás más cerca de acá que allá.
Is that just something we say in church and go home
eso
and turn on our games and forget about? Is it truly a call of the Holy Spirit? Say, hey, I'm warning you. I'm calling you. Listen to my voice. Come over here. Now, these two passages. Don't give to dog. Don't cast your pearls before swines. Don't give that which is holy unto dogs. Warning them. Okay. It's going to be turned against you. But then he turns right and he says, ask for more. Ask for more pearls. Ask for more of that which is holy. Huh? Well, you just told me they're going to turn against me. They're going to... No, in the midst of this, in the midst of this kind of generation, in the midst of this kind of world, in this kind of world of surrounded by negativity to everything positive from him, ask for more.
De
ask.
Pide. Pide más.
Just keep giving.
Tan solo más asking. Te dando. Pide.
Knocking. Seeking.
Tocando, buscando.
Okay.
Está bien.
Now.
Ahora.
It is so interesting
tan interesante
that they heard this, the disciples,
escucharon esto, los discípulos,
that would become apostles.
Iban a llegar a ser apóstoles.
Jesus knew this.
Jesús sabía esto.
He's the one that spoke it.
Él es el que lo habló.
Did it stop him from preaching?
Lo paró, lo pararon de predicar.
Did it stop him from
lo paró él
giving that which is holy unto dogs? He knew.
Paró él para darlo,
did it stop him from casting his pearls?
Lo paró de darle sus perlas?
Knowing they would trample it?
No se voltearon en contra de él.
Well, come on, you guys. Did it stop Paul?
Para Pablo.
Did it change the way they preached?
Cambió de la manera en que él predicaba.
Huh? Oh, I have to be careful. No, you have to see. I'm going to go to a group, and I'm going to go with great discernment, saying, you're not worthy to hear this. The gospel was never preached that way. You cast the gospel net out, and it's going to bring turtles and eels, but there's going to be a few fish, right?
Ahí va a haber todo este tipo de
so
pescado,
here Jesus says, this is the way it's going to be,
esta es la manera que va a ser.
But keep asking for more.
Sigue,
just keep doing it.
Más.
In mantente fact, do it more.
De hecho, hazlo más.
Do it more. Okay? It didn't stop Jesus. It didn't stop the apostles. Okay? They were tough and rugged men.
Eran duros y resistentes hombres.
And they weren't scared away by the threats and attacks of those that their Lord would call dogs and swine. But again, please take note.
Por favor, dese cuenta
it's
que
in the midst of this discourse that he tells them, ask.
Es en el medio de este discurso.
Ask.
Que les dice
keep asking.
Ellos,
keep,
pidan,
isn't that strange?
Sigan pidiendo, sigan buscando, sigan tocando.
Now, Derek, in your logical brain, you would never connect those two in a speech, would you?
Conectarías estos dos en tu mente, correcto, Derek?
None of us would.
Ninguno de nosotros lo podía
but
ver,
God did.
Pero Dios lo hizo.
And he did it perfectly because his word is perfect, right?
Su palabra es perfecta, correcto?
Okay. Ask, seek, knock. Keep asking for more.
Pide más.
Now, what is the difference?
Ahora, ¿cuál es la diferencia?
Don't come to a place of satisfaction.
No vengas a un lugar de satisfacción.
What happens to those who don't have ears
que no
to hear
oídos para escuchar,
or eyes to see?
O ojos para mirar?
Oh, I went forward, I shook the pastor's hand.
Oh,
I'm done.
Ahí adelante, saludé.
Are you interested in more? No.
Ya se me acabó. ¿Estás interesado?
Is there more?
No, hay más.
I don't believe it.
No lo creo.
My liturgy is fine.
Mi liturgia está bien.
My church formal thing is fine. I'm fine.
Estoy fine. Estoy bien.
So those that don't have ears to hear and don't have eyes to see are come to this level off place
nivel
and they never want to ask for more.
Satisfacción y nunca piden
they
por
never
más.
Want to seek for more.
No, nunca buscan para
they never más. Want to ask for the Lord to open more doors,
no
right?
Que el Señor abra más puertas, correcto?
Okay.
Está bien.
So here we are in this realm.
En este reino.
It's an unfriendly realm,
es una,
but the word of God prevails.
Reino para la, con la palabra de Dios,
so when he spoke
Dios
this,
cuando él habló esto,
the Lord knew that the true revelation of the true word from God
de Dios
was just then in its beginning stages and would be given out
etapas de nacimiento
during the church ages that is allotted times.
En los tiempos asignados.
And now is one of those a lot of times, brothers and sisters, for revelation and the quickening of the revelation to bring the elect into the appointed place. Okay? God made flesh. Oh, go out and preach that around Costco.
Yeah.
Go tell your kids, hey, I'm the word of God. I'm the daughter of God. I'm the word made flesh.
Soy la palabra hecha palabra. Hecha carne.
How welcome would you be?
Que tan bienvenido sería si tú
how received would your words be, Stephen?
¿Cómo serán recibidas tus palabras, Stephen?
I have to be careful.
Tengo que tener cuidado.
Well,
bueno.
You know, they might trample on what I speak, but then they're going to turn against me, right? And rend you, tear you apart.
En contra de mí, tal vez me pongan una trampa en ello, ¿eh?
Did that stop anybody?
¿Pero paró eso alguien?
Never.
Nunca.
Okay.
Está bien.
Now, so Jesus is telling you.
So Jesús le está diciendo.
Revelation is going to come.
Que revelación va a venir.
It will come. It'll continue to come. You'll ask because it's in your heart to ask.
Y se va a pedir porque está usted en usted el pedir.
But listen, it'll come at a personal cost to you.
Vendrá a un costo personal para el que lo recibe.
Don't hear that preached much, do you?
No escuchas el sermón más,
¿eh?
Sí.
Because our God has a spiritual DNA built into the receivers.
Porque nuestro Dios tiene un ADN espiritual edificado en esos que lo reciben.
Then you can't help it.
Y usted no puede hacer nada.
Because no matter what, you're going to ask anyway.
Usted va a pedir como quiera que sea.
Well, it hurts.
Pero duele.
Lord, I want more.
Señor, quiero más.
Well, they're going to trample on it.
Bueno.
They're going to turn and rend me.
Se van a voltear en contra de mí.
Oh, Lord, I'm craving more.
Oh, Señor, tengo deseo de más.
And I'll just keep giving more.
Y él se va a mantener dando.
And you can't stop him.
Usted no puede.
Why?
Pararlo. ¿Por qué?
Do you understand?
¿Entiende usted?
Because it's God mediated.
Es Dios mediando.
Because he came to you.
Porque él vino a usted.
And enlightened your soul and said, here, let me write myself right there.
Su corazón, su alma.
And when he does it, you can't hold it. And you can't keep
él lo hace,
it inside.
No puede hacer nada acerca de ello, y él lo mantiene.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
It can't be stopped from seeking and asking and knocking,
separado
no
de
matter
pedir,
what.
Buscar y tocar, no importa que
so here they will have the same testimony.
Testimony,
as all the men of God.
Como todos los hombres de Dios.
Noah, Moses,
Noé, Moisés,
Abraham,
Abraham,
Elijah, look at them all.
Todos.
Kingdom hearts, that's where we keep going.
Corazón huh? De reino, ahí es donde nos seguimos yendo.
Is that what Enoch was?
Es lo que no era.
Kingdom eyes?
Mentes
kingdom
reino.
Ears? Kingdom life?
Ojos,
kingdom
oídos,
walk?
De reino.
Come on, can I just ask you a real simple question?
¿Les puedo hacer una pregunta simple?
Do you really think that you can get there without that?
¿Usted realmente piensa que usted puede llegar ahí sin eso?
Just, would you be honest with yourself?
¿Sería honesto con usted mismo?
Oh.
¿Eh?
Brother Branham say Enoch was the type of the bride?
El hermano Branham dice que no era el tipo de la novia.
Yeah.
Sí.
You know,
¿sabe?
He says things that scare me half out of my, you know, shivers me to my timbers, you know.
¿Sabe? Dijo,
okay, future home.
Okay, hogar futuro.
He says somebody came up to me and said, Brother Branham,
a mí, dijo, hermano Branham,
you know, as it was in the days of Noah, where eight souls were saved. Do you know Brother Branham responds? He says, Brother, that's not the whole picture.
Dice, hermano, eso no es toda la cosa.
Remember him saying that?
¿Recuerdas diciendo eso, él?
What did he say?
¿Qué dijo?
It's not eight.
No son ocho.
Enoch was one.
Enoch era uno.
Well, I'm just going to give up then.
Bueno,
why even
voy
try?
A rendir, entonces. Ni siquiera voy a tratar.
Because he won't let you.
Usted no lo va a dejar permitir.
Because there's an attribute in there before the foundation of the world.
Antes de la fundación del mundo.
And something inside says,
y algo dentro
de I ser. Didn't bring myself here.
Yo no me traje yo mismo
I didn't give myself a love for this word.
No me di yo mismo este amor por
I didn't give myself a desire
no me di
to
yo
follow this
deseo
message.
De seguir este mensaje.
Something rang inside, this is
algo
the truth.
Dijo,
follow
es
it.
La verdad. Síguelo.
Here's the word.
Aquí está la
oh,
palabra.
Perfect word.
Oh,
oh here's perfecto. Another word. Oh, perfect word. Oh, I love this. Oh, I can't get enough of it.
Oh, vino.
Then you keep going.
Entonces mantiene usted yendo. Yeah.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So here we've been so many times, but it's such an incredibly wonderful. Acts 20. Oh, we know it by heart, but it's so incredible. What a work of God. Here's God. Here's a word mediated. Where did Paul get his word? Okay. Russ. What did Paul do with the word that he learned of men?
¿Qué hizo Pablo con la palabra que él aprendió del hombre?
Did what? Killed other men.
Mató otros hombres.
Oh. What did he do with the word that inscribed from heaven in his heart?
¿Y qué hizo con la palabra que fue escrita en su corazón del cielo?
Come on, you guys.
Piense.
Is this becoming clear and plain all the time?
Más claro y sencillo.
A word mediated word versus a word learned by man? I'll kill for one. I'll trample them. I'll turn against you. I'll rend you.
Okay. Acts 20.
Verse
20.
Okay, last 19. Serving the Lord with all humility of mind. Well, how do I do that? It's him, it's not me. Yeah, in this realm. What's in this realm? Tears. What's else in this realm? Temptations. Why? They befall me by the lane in a way that, oh, everybody wants to hear you. Do you know how perverted we are? Do you know how the ministry has been so perverted and so sloppy and so fat and lazy that if we don't get attaboys, we go suck our thumb and cry in a corner? I got to change my ministry till I get attaboys. Come on, you guys. I want to be loved. And Jesus made himself of no reputation. Oh, we'll die to keep ours.
Oh, moriríamos para mantener nuestra reputación.
Yeah.
Sí.
What about Paul?
¿Qué de Pablo?
Did he keep his reputation?
¿Mantuvo su reputación?
Hmm?
¿Eh?
And now I kept nothing back that was profitable to you. Now there's a man. Here is a man with a word that was given to him from heaven. Do you see the difference? One, I'll go kill you. The other one, I'll give my life. I kept nothing back that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to the Jews, also to the Greeks, repentance towards God. This is the beginning gospel, isn't it? Bringing them into the light, faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. And now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions
abide.
And because he had something from heaven, something mediated by God, nobody could take that away. Nothing could stop it. You with me? Kingdom.
Reino.
Nothing.
Nada.
None of these things move me.
Ninguna de estas cosas me movió.
Neither I count I my life dear to myself.
Ni estimo preciosa mi vida para mí mismo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So here we are.
So aquí estamos.
What did Jesus, do you think Jesus met with Paul?
¿Usted piensa que Jesús se encontró
do you
con
think,
Pablo?
How long did he, you know, he spent 2.5 years in the Arabian desert, didn't he?
Él se pasó 2 años y medio en el
Can you imagine?
De Arabia.
Was that a mediated word, Stephen?
¿Era esa una palabra de mediación, Stephen?
Who wrote that word in Paul?
¿Quién escribió esa palabra en Pablo?
Did he go to seminary?
¿Fue a un seminario?
Did he open study books?
¿Abrió estudios,
did he debate it?
¿Debatió?
Oh, this one's more reasonable than that one?
Oh, esta era más razonable que aquella?
It was from God.
Era de Dios.
What did Brother Branham fight against everything in this realm?
¿Qué el hermano Branham peleó en contra?
Everybody
en
couldn't
reino.
Understand him. Look at our Bible schools.
Mira nuestras escuelas de Biblia.
Look at our kingdoms.
Mira nuestros reinos.
You know, Oral ¿sabes? Roberts. Look at what Oral Roberts has.
Mira lo que él está
and Brother
diciendo.
Branham says, look what I got, a little trailer with a typewriter in it.
Mira lo yeah. que yo tengo, un pequeño carro.
And what did the Holy Spirit tell him?
¿Y qué el Espíritu Santo les dijo?
Where's yours?
¿Dónde está el tuyo?
You look okay.
¿Está bien?
Brothers and sisters, is this becoming more real to you, the kingdom? That this world is not a friend to light and truth and reality? And neither will you be accepted or loved or appreciated for what you stand for, for what you give out. They'll trample it and they'll turn against you. So here's Paul. Saving that the Holy Ghost in every city, saying bonds and afflictions will abide me. And here's the words of Jesus, and they turn again and rend you. Yeah. See these men because of what was in them. This is what a mediated word builds. What is my title today? What the blood word builds. What does the blood word build? Not man's thoughts. Not man's studying. Not man's intellect. But when God writes it, it's a different life. It's the life of God. Are you with me on this? Mediated word. Blood written. God wrote it. God wrote it. 2.5 years God wrote it in Paul. Now, it has to be in us. And if he doesn't, we weren't in him. We aren't one of those attributes. But if you are one of those attributes, it can't not do it. If you are one of those attributes, it can't not do it. Don't you love that? What's a better English way to say that, Derek? Oh, I like can't not. It's like pianoing and guitaring, you know. We'll make up our own English. There you go. It can't not do it, you guys. Yeah. Okay. So these men. I love C.T. Studd, you guys. Go back and pull up some of C.T.'s. This is what C.T. Studd saw in the early 1900s. He saw what man was producing. What was man producing? Chocolate soldiers. Delicate things that would melt at any trial, right? And he knew this isn't what God wrote. This isn't what God did. And he came against it in his day. Bless his heart. Look him up. What a man of God. C.T. Studd. S-T-U-D-D. Look him up. You will be blessed. In fact, look up the chocolate soldier. Something. Yeah. Okay. All right. God's DNA in you builds you to be a different kind of person. Okay, the revelation that these men carried in their bodies was not given by man. It was not learned or studied through human intellect. The word that was in them was the very life of God, and it was put in there by his will, period. And it carried within it the life of God, the very life blood of their Savior, their Lord. They were carrying in their bodies the very treasures of heaven. True or not true? God's word, God inscribed, God spoke, God revealed, God quickened. Okay. The life, blood, word, spirit of the Almighty Eternal One. It was given by heaven, given from heaven. It was given to bring others to heaven. Okay. It was from a different realm, bringing people to a different realm. So men with this. Question for you, what power did fear have over them to keep them from giving it out? Okay, don't give that which is holy to dogs. They did. They did every day. Didn't they? Okay, don't cast your pearls before swine. They did, even in this day. Okay, come on, you guys. Did Brother Branham, did he change? Didn't he do the same? Didn't he cast out the gospel net? Did he not know they would trample over the word that he gave? Did he know that they would turn against him and tear him apart? And did they not? And aren't they still doing it? Did it stop him? There you go. You with me in this?
Okay.
So what power, again, did fear have over them to keep from giving them out?
¿Quién los prevenía de darla?
What power did abuse have over them?
¿Qué tenía él para abusar?
Okay, to prevent them from asking
para
for more.
De pedir por más.
What's going to stop you, Stephen, from asking for more?
¿Qué te va a parar, Esteban, para pedir más?
Nothing.
Nada.
What's going to keep you from knocking
que te va a mantener and seeking? Que no toques y busques.
Okay, because the blessing is with those. This is one of my verses. This is one of my life verses. It's always surrounding me. Proverbs 8, verse 34. Blessed is the man that hears me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Lord, speak. That's all I will live by. That's all I'm craving. I want your word quickened. I want your word alive. Okay, let's go to Peter. 1 Peter 2. Okay. Speaking the word to newborn babes. 1 Peter 2, 2 to 12. Little babes in Christ, just like Paul was in Acts 20. Newborn babes, seek the sincere milk of the world that you may grow. Grow, 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 grow. Ask for more. If you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as to a living stone, loved by everybody, what is the next four words?
¿Cuáles son las siguientes tres palabras?
Disallowed indeed of what? There you go.
Acercándose a la piedra viva, desechada ciertamente por los hombres.
This realm.
Este reino.
What is this realm for?
¿Para qué es este reino?
Trials.
Pruebas.
Rejection.
Rechazos.
Hurts.
Dolores.
Pain. Yeah. Trampling. Disallowed indeed of men, but what? Chosen of God. And what? Precious. You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house. There you go. You're built up. You're tabernacling deity. You are tabernacling deity. A holy priesthood. Offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. Okay, where also it is contained in the scripture. Behold, I lay in the bride, Zion, a chief cornerstone, elect and precious. Oh, and everybody's going to love you. Look, look what you have. Look at you're a tabernacling deity. Oh, look what's inside of you. Inside of you is the one true living God. Oh, we love you. Oh, verse 7. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But to them which are disobedient,
pero para los que no creen,
the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner,
a
stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, to them which do what? Trample over the word, stumble all over it, being what? Disobedient, a rock of offense. Okay? Look at what are the last one, two, three, four, five words of that? Whereunto also they were what? Talk about election. Yeah. Okay. They're appointed to trample it under their feet.
Destinados para tropezar a sus pies.
But you are a chosen generation,
mas vosotros sois linaje escogido,
a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar
santa,
people,
pueblo adquirido por Dios,
a dot with a circle around it,
para que anuncies las virtudes,
totally surrounded by God.
Rodeado de Dios.
That dot with a circle around it, do you guys remember years and years and years ago? Peculiar. That's the way the early Christians wrote that.
Así es como los cristianos,
that you are a peculiar people, a dot with a circle
antes,
around it.
Lo ponían un círculo a usted,
okay.
En edad temprana, los cristianos.
You surrounded by God.
Usted está rodeado por Dios, eterno.
Precious,
un círculo,
right?
Precioso, ¿no es así?
Yeah.
Sí.
That you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. There you
por
go.
Dios, para que anuncie las virtudes de aquel que os llamó de las tinieblas.
Out of darkness of this realm into the light of his.
A la luz de él.
Out of hatred into love.
Okay. De amor. ¿Está bien?
Out of resistance into acceptance.
De resistencias a aceptación.
Uh-huh. Out of darkness into light.
De tinieblas a luz.
Which in times past you weren't a people, but now you're a people of God.
Nosotros con otro tiempo no eras pueblo, pero que ahora sois pueblo de Dios.
Okay. You didn't obtain mercy, but now you've obtained mercy.
Que en otro tiempo no habías alcanzado misericordia, pero ahora habéis alcanzado.
Now 11. Here we are. This realm.
Ahora aquí estamos.
Okay. In this realm, dear. Verse 11.
Versículo 11.
Dearly beloved, amados, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims.
Yo os ruego como extranjeros.
You don't belong down here.
Usted no pertenece aquí abajo.
Come on. Piense. Luke chapter 6. Stay away from this world.
Mantenga
abstain from fleshly lusts, desires that war against your soul. Come on, you guys. Does this world war against the soul?
¿Es esta este mundo en contra del alma?
Do podcasts war against your soul?
En contra de su alma.
Do sports for your soul or against your soul?
Los deportes.
Is music concerts for your soul or against
música
your soul?
De concerto es para su
alma. I've been there. I've lived it. I know it.
Yo lo sé.
How many other things? How many other entrapments?
¿Cuánto otras trampas?
What wars against my soul?
¿Qué
everything of this realm, doesn't it?
Todo en este reino.
Huh?
¿Es así?
So why do we keep just embracing it and loving it? Oh, I got to spend more time there. Why?
Tengo que pasar más tiempo en ello. ¿Por qué?
When will we hear the call of God and say, hey, there's an Enoch walk, you better get in it? There is a realm.
Ahí hay un reino.
He was there.
Él estaba ahí.
He was the type of the bride.
Era el tipo de la
She'll
novia.
Be there. Somebody will be closer to me in this realm
cerca en
than they are in that.
Reino que aquí.
Yeah?
Sí.
Well, I think it's me, Lord.
Oh, pienso que soy yo, Señor.
Well, why?
¿Por qué?
Well, there's just something inside that ties me to you and I can't get away from it.
Hay algo dentro de mí que me ata a ti y no puedo yo hacer nada.
I can't run.
No puedo correr.
Uh-huh.
Sí.
It's hurt. It's painful.
Es doloroso.
It's not fun.
Tiene dolor.
But
no
something
divertido.
In the soul, I Pero love it, and I can't. It just it binds me to you.
Que me ata a ti.
Then keep pressing on, brothers.
Sí, sí.
Keep pressing
hermano.
On.
Continúa
presionando. Okay, verse 12.
Versículo 12.
Read it out loud with me, would you? This realm, God in this realm. Okay, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers. Here you are. What did he just tell you? You're the temple of God. You're a peculiar people. You show forth the praises of the grace and mercy of God. That's who you are. And they'll speak evil against you.
Para en lo que murmuran de vosotros como malhechores glorifiquen a Dios.
And what will they say? What's the last word?
¿Cuál es la última?
As what?
As como qué?
You, yeah, the temple of God, the you know peculiar people.
El templo de Dios.
Stephen, you're just an evildoer.
Tú eres un malhechor, Stephen. Así te llamarán.
Why? How can that be? Because you speak against my system.
¿Cómo puede ser? Porque tú hablas en contra
but
del sistema.
Listen,
en el cual yo
my
vivo.
Dear friend, you don't know that system is holding you down and blinding you and won't let you go anywhere.
Que este sistema lo está manteniendo.
And will not let you even believe the whole word,
no
let alone become it, right? Oh, we hate you.
Oh, te
I like amamos. I like my system.
Me gusta mi sistema.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Dios mío.
My goodness. Spiritual house, temple of deity.
Templo de deidad.
Listen, escuché. Do you know what he's saying here? Christ Jesus is not just a good example to live by.
Cristo Jesús no es tan solo un buen ejemplo para vivir.
It's not, I'm following an example.
No es,
men follow examples.
El hombre sigue ejemplos.
Men, if you follow an example, you will always fail.
Si usted sigue un ejemplo, usted todo el tiempo va a fallar.
Okay, he who is the example has to be in you doing it. He's dwelling in you.
Aquel que el cual es su ejemplo,
okay,
él está
there's
haciendo,
the,
está
he's doing it himself.
Él está haciendo el mismo.
If you follow an example, all you will do is stumble your whole life.
Lo que usted va a hacer, va a tropezar toda su vida.
Until you come to the place, I'm tabernacling deity. I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's not me, it's Christ in me.
No soy yo, es
it's not my will, it's his.
Mi voluntad es la voluntad de él.
It's not my word.
No es mi palabra.
He came and just started writing there. I couldn't help it.
Empezó a escribirla ahí.
I didn't even ask him to.
Ni siquiera le pedí que lo hiciera.
Laura, did you ask him to come in your heart and write it? Write his word there? Ron? Pam? In fact, he did it when you didn't even realize he was doing it.
De hecho, él lo hizo cuando tú ni siquiera sabías que él lo estaba haciendo.
True?
¿Verdad?
Yeah.
Sí.
Okay. It has to be him who dwells in us, living himself out through us.
Vive en nosotros, viviéndolo
okay.
A través de
it
nosotros.
Cannot be otherwise
no puede ser de otra manera.
And be that which is the blood was shed for. Do you hear me? It cannot be otherwise and be the true, genuine thing that the blood shed for. It cannot be otherwise and be that which the blood was shed to become. Okay. Now, I'm going back. It's late. I'm going to skip them, but I'm going to Romans 8, so go there with me. It's Romans, you know. You have it all, probably the whole chapter memorized by now, don't you? Okay, back to Paul. Here's a perfect example of God in this realm. Here's the realm that Paul was in. Okay, this is Paul. This is abused Paul.
Este es Pablo abusado.
This is hunted Paul.
Este es el Pablo casado.
This is beaten Paul.
Este es el Pablo lastimado.
This is jailed Paul.
Este es Pablo en cárcel.
This is given for dead Paul.
Este es fue dado por el muerto Pablo.
But this is faithful Paul.
Pero este es el fiel, Pablo fiel.
So Paul's words carried the weight of his experience with the Lord.
Las palabras de Dios llevaban su experiencia con el Señor,
the one they loved.
El cual ellos amaban.
His words were not cheap words of man's thoughts.
Sus palabras no eran palabras baratas.
They were words inscribed in the depths
fueron
of his soul
palabras escritas en las profundidades de
by the author of the words.
A través del autor de las palabras.
The words he spoke
las palabras que él habló
and wrote
y escribió
carried the life of the author
la vida
of the words.
Del autor.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Every single verse
cada versículo
is out of his experience with God.
Fue de su experiencia con Dios.
It's not out of something he learned.
No es de
oh, these are good ideas.
Estas
ideas. I think this might be an encouraging sermon.
Esto será un sermon.
I'll just say some nice bonito. Things and we'll all go home feeling happy.
Y todos nos vamos a ir a casa sintiéndonos felices.
No, this was
no.
Gut-wrenching words.
Estas son, eran las palabras mismísimas de
because
Dios.
This was words inscribed in
porque
his life.
Fueron palabras escritas en la vida de él.
Romans 8, starting with 31.
Romanos 8, empezando con el 31.
What shall we say to these things?
¿Qué, pues, diremos a esto?
If God be for us,
si Dios es por nosotros,
who can be against us?
¿Quién contra nosotros?
Why did he say that?
¿Por qué él dijo eso?
Because he knew by experience
porque él supo por experiencia
that if God was for him,
que si Dios era por él,
no other power
no
against
otro poder
him availed to anything. Okay. Here's another way in our language we might say it, Micah. If God be for me, who cares who's against me? I mean, really. True or not true, right? Doesn't make any difference. Now that's by experience. This is a word inscribed from heaven in his heart. 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all,
el que no escatimó ni a su propio hijo, sino que lo entregó por nosotros.
How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
¿Cómo no nos dará también con él todas las cosas?
There for you guys who say, oh, look at me. I'm just too much work for him to do. Listen.
Escuché.
You were an attribute from the beginning.
Usted era un atributo desde el principio.
And you can't not do it.
Usted no puede no
hacerlo. Okay. So what has he been talking about?
¿De qué él ha estado hablando?
He's been talking about adoption.
Él ha estado hablando de adopción.
He's been talking about groaning.
De
he's been talking
dolores.
About the Spirit making intercession.
Está hablando del Espíritu haciendo intercesión.
He's talking about God's wonderful purpose.
El propósito maravilloso de Dios.
Everything is going to work together for
todo
good
va a trabajar para el
for them that are called according to his purpose.
De
what's his purpose?
De su
he says it in the next few verses. You're going to be predestinated.
Vas a ser predestinado.
God determined it.
Dios lo determinó.
You're going to come to the image of His Son. Yeah. You are going to come to the image of His Son.
Como la imagen del hijo.
So here,
so aquí,
will He not give us all things?
No nos dio él todas las cosas.
That's not what He's talking about of things of this world.
Él está hablando de lo que está,
Cadillacs and boats and... He's talking about
él está hablando acerca de
things cosas to fulfill what he was just talking about.
De lo que él estaba hablando.
Will he not freely give us all things that make me that predestinated son?
El hijo predestinado.
And he's going to make all things work out for that purpose because I am called to that. Called to him, fulfilling that word in me. And will he not, in all of this world, will he not cause all things to work together for that good?
Huh?
So we have, listen, it's him. Bride's a receiver. Okay, so,
entonces,
32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not with him give us all things? God gave us everything we need
Dios nos dio todo lo que necesitábamos
to have his promise fulfilled in
para
us.
Tener su promesa cumplida en nosotros.
You got it?
¿Lo entiende?
Okay.
Está bien.
Verse
33.
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? How, why did he say that? Because it doesn't make any difference. Any charge against me didn't come to nothing before God. So if they speak against you, so what? If they trample you, so what? These are heavy words, because this is his life. He experienced God. Okay. It is God that justifies. You can stand up. Stephen, before all Costco, say, God justified me. Right? And he did. Didn't he justify Paul? So that's why he said it. Hey, God did this. Next sentence, verse 34. Well, then who's going to condemn? Condemn what? Condemn you.
Condenar qué? Condenar no a usted.
Okay, who cares?
¿A quién le importa?
What a place to be with God.
¿Qué lugar
Revelation.
Está con Dios? Revelación,
uh-huh.
Eh?
Who cares?
¿A quién le importa?
It is Christ died.
Cristo es el que murió.
Yea, rather is risen again.
Más who, aún.
Is at the right hander of God,
el que también resucitó, el que además está a la diestra de
who
Dios,
also makes it, he's interceding for
el
me.
Que también intercede por nosotros.
Listen,
escuche,
Paul was secure.
Pablo estaba asegurado.
And that's the way every one of us should be today. You should be totally secure.
Usted debería estar totalmente asegurado.
He has done all he needed to,
él
that needed
hecho
to be
todo
done,
lo que necesitaba ser hecho,
and he's doing all that needs to be
está
done for us.
Todo lo que se necesita hacer okay. Por nosotros. ¿Está bien?
Then he makes a statement.
Entonces hace una declaración.
And this comes out of
y esto sale de
hurt.
Dolor.
Okay. He experienced this.
Él experimentó
who
esto.
Shall separate us from the love of Christ?
¿Quién nos separará del amor de Cristo?
He knew by Christ Jesus in his life that nothing could and nothing would.
Él sabía
think of
que
that.
Nada podía, ni nada podría.
Now go back to 2 Corinthians 11 and let's read about him. Go to 1 Corinthians 4. Go to 2 Corinthians 4. Read about his trials.
Lea usted acerca de sus
pruebas. Look at what he went through. And then he could write this word. And what did he write? What can the world throw at you?
Huh?
What can Satan throw at you? What can he do to you? What possibly can he throw against you that will separate you from the love of Christ? What a statement, you guys. He knew by Christ Jesus in his life nothing could and nothing would.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Then he says, shall tribulation? Why did he use those words? Because he knew what tribulation was. Did tribulation separate him from the love of his?
No.
So he wrote. He could write that in truth, couldn't he, Peter?
Él podía escribir eso en verdad, ¿es así, Pedro?
How about distress?
Que de angustia.
Oh, he had plenty of it.
Oh, él tenía mucha.
Don't you?
No usted.
Huh? Yeah. He had plenty of it.
Demasiado.
Didn't separate him from the love of Christ.
Pero no lo separó del amor de Dios.
Oh, okay. What's his next words?
Pues, ¿cuáles son sus siguientes palabras?
Persecution.
Persecución.
Yep.
Sí.
Wasn't fun, but he kept me.
No fue divertido, pero él me mantuvo.
I had to go through it.
Tenía que pasar a través de ello.
Come on.
Piense.
Do you know what it's like being stoned?
¿Sabe usted lo que es ser apedreado?
Called names, abused.
Llamado de
away with this man.
Sí.
What did they say of him in Jerusalem? You're not fit to live.
¿Qué le dijeron en Jerusalén? Que él no
Russ, what would you do if they said that to you? Is that persecution? Is it fun? Would it separate you from the love of Christ? Think of those words, you guys.
En esas palabras.
Yeah.
Sí.
He kept me.
Él me mantuvo.
Okay. What about the next words? Or famine.
O hambre.
What did Paul say in Philippians chapter 4?
¿Qué dice en Filipenses
4? I know how to abound. And I know how to have nothing, be abased. Being instructed in all things. So did famine separate him from the love of God? No, he just used it to teach him, right?
Correcto.
Oh, what's the next two words? Oh, even that? That? Shameful? You mean I could really be put in that position? Did I like it? Was it fun?
¿Fue divertido?
Did it separate me from the love of Christ?
¿Me separó a mí del amor de Cristo, de Dios?
Do you understand the depth of what he's telling us here? Comes out of his walk and experience with God.
De esto, de su caminata, de su
that here is
Dios.
A man.
Y aquí está el hombre.
If you learn a word in seminary that can be debated
en seminario, la
and discussed,
o discutida,
and it's nothing more than head knowledge,
y no es nada más que
you will kill for it.
Usted matará por
if
ello.
God inscribes it
pero
in your life, you will die for it.
En usted, en su
okay.
Cuerpo, usted moriría por ella.
Nakedness, this also.
Desnudez.
What's the next two words?
¿Cuáles son las siguientes
peril.
Palabras? Peligro.
All kinds of dangers. Did
todo
it separate me?
¿Lo separó?
Oh, what's the next two words?
¿Cuáles son las siguientes dos?
Sword.
Espada.
Really?
De verdad.
So someone comes at me. What did Jesus say?
Si alguien viene en contra de mí, así que Jesús dice,
the words that you give out,
las palabras que tú das,
they'll turn and rend you too.
Se voltearán en contra
so
de
here tú. Somebody comes at you, Russ, with a sword.
¿Qué tal si alguien viene contigo con una espada,
he faced that. Did he?
Enfrentó eso, ¿no lo
yeah?
Hizo? Sí.
Did it separate him from the love of Christ?
¿Lo separó del amor de Cristo? No.
Those aren't cheap words, are they?
Estas no son palabras baratas.
No. He proved to me,
él me probó
that he was there to deliver me.
Que estaba ahí para librarme.
Okay, listen, you guys. Here's Paul, and here's this realm.
Y aquí está este reino,
verse 36.
Versículo 36.
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long.
Por causa de ti somos muertos todo el tiempo.
Look at all the men of God.
Mira a todos los hombres de Dios.
Yeah.
Sí.
Look at them.
Mírenlos.
Which of the prophets did they not kill?
¿Qué de los profetas no mataron?
And didn't Jesus say in the book of Luke,
¿y no dice Jesús en el libro de Lucas?
It's going to be the blood on the lives of the rejecters of the word. He says, and I will continue to send you prophets and you'll kill them too.
Voy a continuar mandando profetas.
Yeah.
¿Los mataron a todos?
What's the next words?
¿Cuáles son las siguientes
this
palabras?
Realm.
Este reino.
How does the world account us?
Nos considera el mundo?
The world counts us bearer of
somos
eternal life, bearer of God's word.
Llevadoras de vida de
we are counted.
Somos contados.
Accounted by whom?
Contados por quién?
We are counted as sheep for
somos
the slaughter. Who accounts them as sheep for the slaughter? Huh? The receivers of the word or the rejectors? Those who have ears or those who can't hear? What did he say? He said they'll turn against you. They'll trample over your word. They'll fight against you. But in the middle of that, keep asking. Keep knocking. Keep seeking.
Sigue
buscando. Go for it.
Ve por ello.
Do you see the word that the blood word, the man that the word builds?
What?
Do you see the contrast?
Mira usted el contraste.
The failure of man and the absolute glory and wonder of our God. Verse 37.
Versículo 37.
Nay, in all these things.
Antes, en todas estas cosas.
Yeah. In all of these things. That's a mouthful right there. In all of these things. We will pass right over that. But in his mind, when he said, nay, in all these things, he's thinking of famine and sword and peril and attacks, nakedness, persecution, tribulation. He's thinking about all those things. In all these things, we're more than conquerors.
Somos más que vencedores.
Through him.
Por medio de aquel,
so much more. What are we? What are we more than a conqueror?
Que eres, somos más que vencedores.
What are you that's more than just conquering, overcoming this world?
Que es usted más que un vencedor,
sons. Daughters.
Hijos, hijas.
Adopted.
Adoptados.
Coming to maturity,
viniendo a madurez.
Come to be the word expressed. That's what you are. That's more than a conqueror.
Eso es más que un vencedor.
Yeah.
Sí.
Yeah. Verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death,
por lo cual estoy seguro de que ni la muerte,
nor life,
ni la vida.
If you were writing these words, you wouldn't just spit them out, would you? If you were writing a letter and you were wanting to make sure that those could receive these words, you would labor over each phrase. And you wouldn't say it lightly. You wouldn't just spill off a list. You would have thought into every single word that you wrote, right? So here is Paul carrying a mediated word.
Llevando una palabra de mediación.
For I am persuaded that neither death,
por lo cual estoy seguro que de que ni la
nor
muerte,
life,
ni la vida,
nor angels,
ni ángeles,
nor principalities,
no
he faced them all, didn't
ni potestades,
he? Nor powers,
ni lo presente,
nor things present,
ni lo presente,
nor things to come,
ni lo porvenir,
nor height,
ni lo alto,
nor depth,
ni lo profundo,
nor any other creature
ni ninguna otra cosa creada
shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Wow. Wow. There's the mediated word. What a
ahí
difference.
Está la palabra de mediación. Wow.
I know.
Yo sé,
by experience.
Por experiencia,
nothing.
Nada.
Nothing.
Nada.
No thing.
Nada.
Nothing. No power.
No poder.
No principality.
No principado.
No demon.
No demonio.
No devil.
No,
no government.
No, no gobierno.
No thing can separate
no
us from the love of God.
Separar del amor de Dios.
Yeah.
El cual está en Cristo.
You see, brothers and sisters, nothing could stop that blood word.
Nada puede parar esa palabra, esa
that mediated word.
Esa palabra de mediación.
When God gives it,
cuando
there
Dios
it is. When God gives it, when God mediates it, do you see the difference? Huh? Do you know why Brother Branham called seminaries cemeteries?
Huh?
Oh my, I've been listening, and there's something happened inside of me. More and more I put on those messages, and I hear. I don't hear William Branham anymore. I hear God screaming out, trying to wake up the people, knowing you can tell in the very tone of his voice, screaming out, that the people hate his guts. And it's not going to stop him one bit. Because it's God. And he has to stand. Perhaps there's one in there, huh, that has ears to hear and eyes to see and can receive and not trample over it and not trample against the messenger that gave it, but will be drawn out of this realm into his. Can I say it? Just like Enoch. Is that our hope? Is that our promise? Is he leading us towards that?
¿Está llevando hacia eso?
Huh? I think the Holy Spirit is warning us.
Creo que el Espíritu Santo nos está
advirtiendo. Let it go.
Déjelo ir.
Let go.
Déjelo ir.
Let go of this realm.
Deje ir este reino.
You have to.
Tiene que.
If you're going to get into that Enoch Avenue.
Si usted va a entrar a esa avenida de Enoch, esa caminata de Enoch.
Yeah.
Sí.
Heavenly Father, we give you praise and thanksgiving. It's your work. It's your life in us. It's your word that you came to mediate it. You came to write it. You came to it. Actually, when you're writing your word, you're inscribing your very self, your very being. And that being is eternal life. That being is light. That being is the blood word with transforming power.
Es poder transformador.
It has all the power of creation in it. And nothing can stop it from bringing forth that for which you sent it.
Por lo cual fue enviada.
Now we give you praise.
Para que damos alabanza.
Because something inside us
algo dentro de nosotros
tells us
nos dice,
we came from you.
Venimos de ti,
speaking of our soul,
hablando de nuestra alma,
and we're going back to you,
y vamos de regreso
speaking
a ti,
of our soul,
hablando de nuestra alma,
and inside of us,
y dentro de nosotros,
in these bodies of flesh,
en estos cuerpos de carne,
we're templing deity.
Somos vivienda
he is there
de deidad,
to rule
él está aquí
over
para
my mind,
gobernar sobre mi mente,
my thoughts,
mis pensamientos,
my emotions,
mis emociones,
my cravings, my affections.
Mis afectos.
He's there for us.
Él está ahí para nosotros.
And now, Paul, who experienced everything this world could throw at him,
todo lo que este mundo podría arrojarle a él,
who hurt so bad,
dolía tanto,
on the outside,
en el exterior,
but grew so beautifully on the inside.
Pero era tan hermoso en el interior.
They left him for dead.
Lo dejaron por muerto.
Stoned so bad. Beaten so bad, jailed so much, rejected, spoken against, his words trampled, they turned against him, and nothing could separate him from your love. That's supernatural. And that's what you are, and that's what you are to us and in us. Now we lift your name in praise. The name we love above all names, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We sing praises to his name. Would you stand with me, please? We sing praises to your name, oh God, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great, greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh the one, would you close in prayer?
Lord Jesus, you are so wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
From the beginning, Father.
Mm-hmm.
On beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
The one that we could not see. The one that we could not touch. Wonderful you are. Now we can see you. Now we can touch you, Father. And more than that, this in time, Father, a perfect unity. Not just among us, but in us. Deity in us, Father. Only you could do that. What a wonderful word you did. What a wonderful work you're doing. And we look forward, Father, until that day that you will call us. Because some people is going to be called. It's happening very soon, Father. Come on, Lord. Changes keep working, Father. So we can work like an update, Father. That bless you. It is my prayer this morning, Father. If there is a soul, Father, that is longing for that, that you make a way for that to happen, Father. In the name that is our own name, I ask, Father. In the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, when you go into the Word of God and you go into the Scriptures and you go into the message of the hour, this is sort of a heavy day, isn't it? Do you know that God sent words that were meant to be heavy on purpose? They have their place and they have their purpose. So Brother Branham, listen to him crying, weeping for the people. And you know, I think I've told you before, but Brother Billy said when he was preaching, false prophets. Yeah, false anointed ones. He said the enemy was trying to kill him that day. Mm-hmm. He said he was so much tormented and pain. But you know what he said? The Spirit had so much control. He said, God told me to say it exactly with this inflection, exactly in these phrases, exactly this way.
Huh?
Think of that. But the Word, when you can receive it, all words don't make you dance, brothers and sisters.
No todas palabras lo hacen bailar, hermano y hermana.
Some words make us weep.
Algunas palabras nos hace llorar.
And some make us sit down and be quiet before our God and say, Lord, I'm serious, I need you like never before. And this might be one of those seasons. Maybe that's how close the rapture is. He says, I'm going to have more than one Enoch.
Yeah.
And there's something in your heart saying, and don't you let anything else come. I'm one of those. I'm one of those. Not because of any goodness I can point to, but because of him who called me. It's his calling. It's his work. It's his redemption. It's his word that he planted, that he wrote, and I can't run from it. You hold on to him with everything you got, and don't you entertain one thing from the enemy. Okay? God is with us. No fear. Don't worry. Hold on with everything you got. And one thing, one more thing. Listen, brother and sister, when he speaks to your heart and he calls, okay, and he might be saying to you, you need to quit. You need to start. And over and over you can hear the voice of the prophet, it's not what you quit and what you do. You don't better yourself, but what you do do, as you listen to that voice. And no matter how slight that voice might be to you, you do everything you can to respond to that voice. Okay? And I've told this to some other brothers.
Okay?
Respond. While he keeps calling, you respond. Because one day, he'll quit calling if you don't respond. You know that? Didn't he tell you? My spirit won't always strive. I won't fight forever. I'll keep calling, and I'll keep calling, and I'll keep calling. But I'm waiting to hear back from you. So I'm begging you, respond to any call of the Holy Spirit that he calls you to. Amen. God be with you.
Dios sea con usted.